I sang some, but singing wasn't my. I like to sing. I think I could have done. I was offered free education through Boston Conservatory of Music by a Dr. Dickey. He's a retired dentist. He had a camp on Hinesburg Pond. I went over there with two friends of mine. One played banjo, Ben Shaw. He didn't play anything, but I was with them, and I had a guitar, and I tuned it like a plectrum banjo, and it made a, on the bass, it was really deep, and I picked it like for singing and yodeling. That's the type of backing up I'd go, and then I'd sing and yodel with it, Jimmy Rogers yodeling songs. Mm-hmm. And on the water, it's so much more rich and mellow, and it carries so much further. This Dr. Dickey heard it and came over the camp afterwards. He offered me free education through Boston, but I was a dumb country kid, and I figured, well, what's he looking for anyway, you know? People don't give you something for nothing like that. Later years, that man had no children. He recognized talent, uneducated talent, raw talent. All he wanted to do was say, I made him. Pay him if I made good, if I wanted to. If I didn't, you know, it's on him. And that's all he wanted. Just couldn't see it. I didn't take it, but Boston Conservatory will make anyone if you're good enough to get in there.
Where did your father learn his songs from?
Oh, I guess just neighborhood parties, that, like, that's about as far as they went back then.
Yeah, because those songs are the ones that are being forgotten.
Yeah, they are. They certainly are. Yes, there was a Hartson that did write songs, and he wrote some good ones. Arthur Hartson? Arthur, am I right? I don't want to get...
I think you are.
There's another Hartson that didn't write songs. I'm trying to think if I'm getting it wrong. That would be Clarence Hartson's father. Can't think what his name is. Maybe his name is Arthur Hartson. If it was, he wasn't a songwriter. But I don't think he was. I think Arthur was his uncle or something like that. It made no difference. There was some good talent. There was some good talent back then.
Did he write songs about local things and
mostly jokes? Mostly jokes on people, and there are some people that are naturals like that.
Now, is there anybody that might remember those?
No. No. The Wakefields, yes. Old Howard, but he'd been gone for years.
Ello,
Benoit. That'd be her father. He would have known. Yeah, he was a good musician, yeah. He's a good violinist. And his father before him was a violinist. Yeah, he was. And his Ello's uncle, great uncle. He was a music teacher.
Well, Ella was the one that gave me that poem about Parker and Slayton.
Okay. Yep. Good enough. Yep. That sounds like Ella. Ella, get up to the party and tell a story. And I'll tell you, you'd laugh your heart out. You try to tell that story afterwards, would it be funny?
I have her on tape. There were a bunch of us at her house.
Yeah.
And she just told one story after another.
Yeah. Well, they came from my hometown.
Yeah.
Right close to it.
In fact, she told me, and I cannot remember the name, of somebody in Warren that remembered parodies of songs and hymns and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a few. I gave some to Gove. He came down 2 years ago.
Raymond?
No, it would be Raymond's brother, Robert, Bob Mortel.
Yeah, he's on my list to go see.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I gave him a couple of songs. I gave him three songs. One was My golly. You know, my mind didn't getting any better. That circus song. Now do not be offended, please, because I start to sing. For if I had not come out here, this curtain down would ring. The one who was to sing this song inside was taken sick. While I was standing there, can't even talk. They grabbed me very quick, and they wanted I should take his place and do the best I could. They said, go on and sing this song. I told them that I would. They're standing inside watching now my actions for to see. They say you can't get more than killed. How pleasant that would be. Old Petey Barnum's great big show was in an awful stew. They'd lost the curiosity and they don't know what to do. It happened just a week ago. Oh, how they wept and cried. Then through the crowd it quickly spread. The old baboon had died. And they wanted I should take his place and do the best I could. They locked me up in a great big cage with monkeys bad and good. They called me Crowley number two with kid stick pins in me. They feed me candy and peanuts. How pleasant that would be. My sister had a policy upon her husband's life. He ran away and left a sad and broken-hearted wife. She said if he were only dead, the insurance she might claim. So she bought a coffin and on it engraved his name. And she wanted I should take his place and do the best I could to play off dead and be nailed up in a coffin made of wood. And when the mourners were all gone, she said she set me free. Perhaps she might forget it. How pleasant that would be. That's as much of it as I think.
Oh, that's great.
Two or three foolish old, you know, parodies that people made. I gave them to Robert. I don't remember what they were. That was one of them.
Maybe I should get you and Robert together.
Well, he's a little bit younger, but Robert remembers a lot of the valley. He isn't all that much younger. I don't think he is. Robert must be 75 anyway.
I don't know.
Got to be. Robert loves to sing. He had a horse sleigh ride for skiers. And he had his sleigh routes off the main roads, you know. And usually a double team, a toboggan sleigh, like, you know. Probably hay on it. I don't know for sure. But anyway, he'd sing these songs to his customers, you know. They love it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Yep. That's what he was trying to find, all the songs he could find. Yeah, Home Sweet Home, parody on Home Sweet Home. I gave him one there. Whenever you get a little bit full, I won't go on through all of it. Just to give you an idea. No place like home. You grab the bell and you'll pull like, well, there's no place like home. But there's one who will meet you in the gloom, drag you by the hair into the room, knock you out with a tough old broom. There's no place like home. And, you know, it goes on, the baby crying.
I love it.
When you have to get up in the dead of night, there's no place like home. Search for paregoric without any light. There's no place like home. And the baby cries till his voice does crack. You step your foot on a sharp, sharp tack. And your wife's cold feet on your warm, warm back. There's no place like home. When your wife's relation goes for... Wait a minute. When your wife's relation comes to visit you, there's no place like home. They'll pack up their things and they'll stick like glue. There's no place like home. When you have to give up the best bed you've got, go and sleep on a tough old cot with your brother-in-law who is always half shot. There's no place like home. There's a lot more, but I can't think of it now. Long wonder I thought of this much. You know, I'm losing for the last 6 months, I've noticed. Can't remember. It bothers me to remember.
I got to get you thinking about all that stuff. Those are great.
Yes, there's... Dad had a lot of songs. can't remember it. My brother Shari remembered more of them because he's 7 years younger and he lived at home. Well, that shouldn't count because Dad died when he's only 13. So that wasn't the reason. Learned them from Mother, probably.
Now, is this brother still alive?
No.
No.
No. Lost him 3 years ago. Cancer. Throat. So, guess that probably enough. We think of something other side. The Shannon we crossed. Okay. I can't remember. The Shannon we crossed in the boat. And I lathered him with me shillelagh, for he trod on the tail of me mush 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 true adi-adi. See mush 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 true adi. I lathered him with me shillelagh, for he trod on the tail of me coat. Because they were all written in the old Irish. Yeah, I forgot those. Got stop things. 70 years. 70 years since about that. 65 years since I've even heard those songs.
Now, your mother's songs, were they mostly Scottish songs, English songs?
No, they were, because Mother was born here in Warren, and her songs is what, well, she took music lessons from Clark Billings, and her songs is what the songs of the days were at that time, you know, songs of the time. And you could buy song books. They had all the old Southern songs. Well, many of those Southern songs came more in my time. Cole Porter and whoever wrote Old Black Joe. Who was that? Wasn't Cole Porter, was it?
No, it was.
I know who you mean.
From Florida.
That's something.
Yeah, I can't think. I've lost his name.
That hadn't been all that many. That hadn't been that many generations. No. Those are great songs. I mean.
Foster.
Yep. What the hell's his other name? Why that sorry?
Swanee River and.
Absolutely. Gosh, I don't know how you thought of Foster. A, B, you go through the alphabet, I get a lot of names.
Yes. One.
The Hillbillies, Nashville, Grand Old Opera. Then we got. Oh, Black Mountain Rags and all.
And you got that on the radio then? From
that's true. I play a lot of that stuff on the radio. Orange Blossom Special and all those numbers.
Yeah.
And Up Jumped the Devil, the double and triple bow in it, you know. And that all came from the South. I mean, these guys up in the hills, barefooted, to keep time with their toes, fiddle the beat.
Yeah, Edwin Wakefield.
Edwin, he's my buddy, yeah. Edwin and I played together so damn much, yeah.
Is he still alive?
Oh, no. No, Edwin's been gone 2 years.
Because
he'd be Ello's brother.
He and Ello played for me. I should bring down the tapes for you.
Yeah, I haven't. I haven't got a, No, I haven't got a tape of him. Mervyn has. I got tape of Red and I playing. Up Jump the Devil, I think, first and second parts, on fiddles. Yeah. He's the only one got one like that, I think. Don Bean, Rutland, has got some tapes of Ed, and they're good. They were made back when Ed was younger and could handle his fingers better. Of course, Ed's younger, 9 years younger than I am. Nine, he was. Young, but he got crippled up young.
Yeah, I remember he had.
Hips went all to pieces. Mm.